rain, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Shoals Sports Talk. Glad to have everybody back. It's been a while since we've done a show.
Yeah, I took a little hiatus, done with finals and everything.
That's right. Had to take a little break. A lot of things have happened.
Yes.
Since the last break.
Yes.
For both personally and for Shoals Sports Talk. We had a press release written about the show.
Yes. Thank you, Lucy Berry.
Lucy Berry.
University Communications. We told you that we would give you a shout out.
And this is
And then we're going to start the show right off with
This is happening. We're not going to waste any time.
So, thank her and University Communications for doing that press release about us, and also in the Florala. Big things for us.
Yeah.
Whatever happens with that. And I think you have some personal news.
I do. I got engaged.
Yeah.
Since our last show.
Big
to one, Lindsey Crunk of Brooks High School.
Brooks High School. Yes. Good.
You're
a good long friend of mine. I'm very happy for y'all.
So we have that going on right now. Big things. We will be posting anything about when we're written about in the Courier Journal and in the Florida, they'll be on the Shoals Sports Talk Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
I'll post a link up there, so y'all just stay tuned for that and just continue to look at the Facebook page and just kind of check in and look at the Courier Journals. You know, everyone gets that in the mail, so just check it out from time to time. On the UNA webpage, it's down on the right-hand side. Some people didn't even know this spot existed on UNA's page, una.edu. The right-hand side, press room under that heading. It is December 15th, 2011, and there are two titles. And ours is UNA Students Make Waves in Athletic Community with Original Sports Podcast. So that's our write-up by Miss Berry. And exciting news. We've had a Heisman candidacy, or Heisman winner.
Yeah, we both were happy with the winners of that.
We were both pleased with the winner. Felt that he won. I was kind of shocked by the
margin.
By the margin. I was also, no, I'll be honest, I was shocked by some of the things I heard after.
Yeah.
I heard someone say that Ole Miss team deserved the Heisman as much as Robert Griffin III. I don't know what sports he's been watching this year, or if he's watched college football at all. I also heard someone say that Trent Richardson got robbed, and it probably has to do with the fact that Bama's in the national championship game.
Oh.
I have to strongly disagree with that. I don't think anyone said Bama's in the national championship game, so we cannot let him win the Heisman.
Yeah, that makes all kinds of sense.
Yeah, that makes just ridiculous
Mark Ingram happened to win one.
Yeah, pretty sure they won a national championship,
yeah,
too, you know. But anyway, people are people.
Let me ask you this, and this is switching sports, and I haven't got to talk to you about it, but I know you're a baseball guy.
Oh, yeah.
What about Ryan Braun?
And see, that hurts me. Just because he's one of those clean players.
Yeah.
You know, and he's
and
one
he
of
doesn't
those...
look like a guy who does steroids.
Exactly, he doesn't. He doesn't look like a Pujols, even though, I mean, Pujols is still a clean player, and he's one of those guys that is good for the game and is a clean player right now.
Yeah.
But he doesn't look like a guy that does steroids. He seems to be a nice guy, does everything right, you know, all those type things. And then we run into, you know, this situation.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I think it shows the unparalleled across sporting events. When you have something like the Heisman Trophy Award, speaking back on that, when Reggie Bush got caught for allegations and got his Heisman Trophy taken away, and it doesn't seem like there's any question that they're going to take his MVP, bronze MVP trophy away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I saw you mention on Twitter, I don't see how you can keep someone out of the hall.
Yeah, it's the same people
for doing
vote.
Steroids,
yeah.
But you know, you let them keep their MVP trophy.
And I don't think you should strip it from them, but I think there should be a second vote.
Right,
for
exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
So,
especially because it's this soon after. Like with Reggie Bush, I mean, there have been seasons since then, you know, a good number of them. So it's kind of hard to be like, well, let's go back and vote for 5 years ago. But, I mean, it's still the same year. You could vote right now, and the new season hasn't even started yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. It hurts. I think it hurts the game of baseball. There's no question that baseball has the most strict drug testing policy.
Yeah.
Bar none. just because they're trying to clean up the sport, because it got turned into that, hey, we, you know, we're, everyone does steroids. I mean, for a long time, people who are outside of the game thinks, oh, everyone in baseball just does steroids.
Yeah.
Because that's the way it looked, you know. And so they've done a great effort to try to clean up the game. Sadly enough, and I'm not a Bug Selig fan, to be completely honest with you, but he might be the best commissioner in pro sports as far as the big three goes, basketball, football, and baseball. Because Goodell, I mean, I don't know. Some of the decisions he makes, I'm just not a fan of. And Stern, I think everyone agrees, is kind of a joke, even large basketball fans.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge NBA basketball fan. But, I mean, I think huge NBA basketball fans agree that Stern is a bit of a joke.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, this whole thing. There's been a lot going on with the NBA also since our last show, with Chris Paul going to the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and them talking about where Dwight Howard's going to go. So a lot of things moving all over the place in that way. So I don't know, man. It's with Braun, it's one of those things. It makes you, the only thing with that situation is it makes you wonder who's going to be next. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have a player like that that no one saw coming, you think, well, you know, how long is it going to be till Pujols gets something called on him? You know, how long is it going to be till, you know, those players we love, Chipper Jones or somebody, and I know he won't. I mean, I think he's hurt way too much to be taking steroids. If he is, he needs to return them.
He's got the wrong steroids.
He's got the wrong kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because he's injured way too much. But, I mean, I don't know. It's just, it makes a lot of people wonder who's next. You know, everyone's doing it. It's just a matter of until they get caught. Will they get caught? And no one likes that. But who knows, really, in all honesty. Another thing that we definitely want to talk about tonight is we have to talk about
games. Mm-hmm.
That's men's, that's women's, all that. We expect calls from Coach Fowler, Terry Fowler, the women's basketball coach, and Coach Bobby Champagne, the men's basketball coach. And we're going to talk to them a little bit about their respective teams and how they've done this year. Both teams are 6-3 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of been pushed under the wayside here lately, you know, as far as on our show. Just we've been talking a lot about
football.
College football and the BCS and all the stuff that went on with that. But it's definitely going on. UNI Hoops is definitely in full force going on. Both teams are having decent years so far. Like I said, they're both 6-3, still early. Don't play another game for a little while now. The women don't play until the 30th of this month.
So the men.
Yeah.
The women will be home versus Blue Mountain, and the men will be on the road playing in a tournament at Pensacola, Florida.
All right. And here we go. We have Coach Bobby Champagne from the men's basketball team. And here he is. Coach Champagne, how you doing tonight? Can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Coach?
Things going.
Good. How are you?
Good. Can you hear us all right, Coach?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good deal.
Pretty good.
Good deal.
We on the air right now?
Yes, sir. We're on there.
We're
on there.
Ready to go.
Okay.
What are we
talking about tonight?
We're talking about, we just started talking about a little UNA hoops, looking at your guys' schedule, and how y'all play the 30th.
Yes, sir.
Away at Pensacola against Virginia State. You guys are 6-3 right now. How do you feel the season's gone kind of so far?
I think it's going pretty good. We're 6-3 and have played three games at home. Four more road games before we play another game at home. So if we can manage to steal a few of those before the conference starts, I think we'll be in pretty good shape. Guys are playing hard. We've had a couple bad breaks with a couple of the losses, but for the most part, everybody's getting after pretty good.
You talk about any players that have really stood out in your mind so far this year, early in the season, Coach?
Well, I think Daniel Jenkins, Beaumont Beasley, and Warwick Matson, those three guys have really been pretty consistent. Nick Luttrell has had some good moments, rebounded basketball and scoring. Wes Long has had some moments where he's made some key shots. But we really gotta get where our bench and be a little more give a little more contribution on a consistent basis. When we do that, I think we'll become a really good team.
Going going into the conference, what can we expect? How's the conference looking this year as far as competition-wise? I know Huntsville's always good, and they're good this year as well.
Yeah, everybody right now has got a pretty good record. Huntsville's got two losses. West Georgia's only got one loss. Christian Brothers has got one or two losses. West Florida.
Give us 1 second, folks. We had a bit of a trouble there. All right, folks, sorry about that. We had a bit of a technical problem. We're back here with Coach Champagne again. All right, now what were you saying, Coach?
Oh, just running down the Gulf South Conference and how competitive it's going to be. West Alabama's only team with a losing record right now, but that's a little bit deceptive because they played three or four Division One teams. So I think January and February is going to be some really exciting basketball.
We open up at home conference. Y'all's next home game is January the 12th, correct?
That's right. January 12th is our home game. We open up the first two conference games on the road at West Georgia and West Alabama. So
that's my birthday, Coach. You going to get me a win on my birthday? That's the 12th is my birthday. You going to get me a win on my birthday?
That'd be great.
get all the wins you can get.
January and February. We can win them all. That'd be fine by me.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. So let's see. Looking at a rundown here. Has there been any team so far, I guess, that y'all have played that you think has just been somewhat overpowering, I guess, to y'all at all?
Well, up until Sunday afternoon when we played New Orleans, we had a two-point loss to Georgia Southwestern, who's in the top 25, and missed the layup at the buzzer on the road against Wichita Baptist. So, we've been in every game. The other night, second half against New Orleans, they started making a bunch of shots, and we couldn't execute our offense at all, and ended up being a 20-point game. We hadn't had one of those since our exhibition games with Ole Miss and Middle Tennessee. So I like to fight our guys. We really compete, regardless if we're up 10, down 10. They really get after it. So nobody's been overpowering. Obviously, Huntsville is in the top 25, and West Georgia's probably going to pop in there at the start of the year. We should be competitive, and we might not win the league, but we're going to have a say so in who does.
Yes, sir, for sure.
Good deal.
Going into your next two games, do you know anything about Virginia State and St. Augustine? I know those are teams that you usually don't see that we usually don't see on the schedule or anything like that.
No, they're tough teams out of the CIAA. I've got some tape on it, but I hadn't had a chance to look at them. I know Huntsville played St. Augustine either the first or second game of the year in the tournament, and at that point in time, Huntsville was shooting 60% from the field, so kind of hard to gauge that game. So. That'd be good games, be on a neutral site down there at West Florida.
Yes, sir.
And, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the 31st. So hopefully we can get those two wins before the conference season starts.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. Now, Coach and Parker may know this some too, working in the athletic department. Do y'all have any, I guess, promotional surprises up your sleeves coming up anytime soon? I know the whiteout we had a few years ago, and you broke the white jacket out. You're not afraid sometimes to wear some of the more colorful clothing. I think you've done some ads with those yellow and purple diamond pants.
Yeah, we definitely broke some fashion trends. About golf, been nice enough to give me some purple and gold slacks and the jacket. I haven't broke the jacket out for a game yet, but maybe we'll do that this year. I saw a T-shirt while I was down in New Orleans that said, "When in doubt, wear purple and gold." So
not bad.
Like that.
I like that a lot.
But I don't know about the promos. Park would have a handle on that.
Yeah.
Anything we can do to get people in the gym, I'm all for. I know we batted around some ideas, but I think our play on the court will be exciting, and then during the timeout, I'm sure Park will have the gym rolling with some good things for the students to win. I know one of my guys has participated in a lot of the promos.
Yes, sir, Nick Luttrell.
I'd like to see him give me some of those things as a Christmas gift.
he's won several things. I tried to get him to give something to the locker room. I think it was a TV or something, but I don't think he did.
Yeah, hadn't seen that yet. But maybe we can work on that.
Yeah, we have several promotions coming up in January. Looking to do a wideout against Huntsville again. I'm looking forward to it. I love basketball season. I know your guys are ready for the conference and to come back home. I know you've kind of been on the road there for a while.
Yeah, we will be excited to get back in Flowers Hall. We've been on the road a lot. Only three games in the first 2 months of the season, and but we'll have a stretch there. We'll have four or five games in a row. So hopefully all the students will be here. And then the first two games on the road, our students won't be back in town yet anyway. I don't mind that so much. But when we get here on the 12th, hopefully we can have the Flowers Hall packed with all these students.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. No doubt. All right, Coach, before we let you go, just to talk about college basketball as a whole, I suppose. NCAA Division I, has there been a team? Do you have a favorite team? First off, let me ask that. Second off, is there a particular team that you follow most because of a coach or a player or anything like that?
I'm a fan all the way around. I like watching good games. Right now, Kentucky and Samford's on, and Jimmy Gillette was a high school coach when I was in Louisiana, and we competed against his team. So I pretty much follow a lot of teams. I like North Carolina and the way they play. Jim Boeheim came down here 2 years ago, helped us out with the coach's first cancer, so I've kind of started following his team a little bit. I think they're number one, so I made a couple stops, Oklahoma and Washington State, Louisiana Lafayette, so I always kind of keep track of those guys just to see how they're doing. And alma mater, South Alabama, always like when they get a win. I got a lot of schools I pull for, but mostly it's UNA and the purple and gold at UNA.
Yes, sir.
I understand that completely. Well, Coach, we're going to let you go. We're excited about the upcoming season and the upcoming rest of the season and the games, home games that we have coming on the slate at the first of the year. And we, just as you, hope that the students will get out and pack Flowers Hall and watch the show that you and your guys put on.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach.
All right. Appreciate it, Coach.
Have a good night, Coach. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Have a good one.
All right. Bye. All right. So.
It was good.
That was very good.
Little technical problems there.
Yeah, we had a little trouble with the phone there, but we got it fixed.
It's all good now. Is Coach Fowler ready to come on?
Yeah, I think he's about to be here in a second. But they're just getting an idea, of what he's excited about.
Yeah.
Of course, we always stress, we want to stress to our students, to come out. This is not a football school only. We've got a lot of good sports here, and we have great student athletes to play those sports. And they deserve the respect and the show of fan support just like every other sport does. I felt that way when I worked with the baseball team, and I think everyone sees that. And there's no doubt that all those sports are good. And it both men's and in women's.
Yeah.
And in women's.
Very exciting.
So, yes, definitely exciting time. It's a great venue. Flowers Hall is a great venue, guys.
It's a fun place.
It's a great place to watch a game. It's fun. There's always those promotionals going on, too, that just add to the excitement.
We got some good stuff coming on that I'm really excited about. In the spring, we'll talk about. I'll talk about those as they come on. I think we're gonna have Coach Fowler from the UNA women's basketball team right in here.
All right, here's Coach Fowler. Coach, how you doing tonight? You there, Coach?
Yeah, man. What's up?
Nothing much,
hey, Coach.
Sorry about that trouble we had earlier with the phones. We're glad to have you on.
Well, that's okay.
So, Coach, we've just been talking a little bit about. UNA hoops, women's hoops. We just got off the phone with Coach Champagne talking about the men. So, of course, we want to talk about your ladies here for a second. Looking at y'all right now, you're 6-3. Your next game is the 30th of this month, just like the men, except y'all are at home against Blue Mountain. Do you have any, I guess, particular players right now, Coach, that you feel like have started off the season on the right foot?
Yeah, we've got three kids who really stepped up and been playing really consistent. Painter Jackson, you know, who's a senior, been a four-year starter for us and really playing well. And then Lacey Lewis, who's basically a three-year starter for us, is playing well at the four spot. And then we got transfers from IUPUI. Jasmine Horn just stepped right in and seems like she's been here 4 years as well and really playing well at the point guard spot for us.
Good deal, good deal. Now, looking at your past schedule, and we talked to Coach Champagne about this, do y'all feel like that, you know, you've had, like I said, you're 6-3, so you've had your three losses. Of course, you got a good-looking record right now. Do you feel like y'all have matched up pretty well with most of the teams you've played, and how do you look as you head into conference play to kick off the year? Do you feel like it's anybody's ball game?
Yeah, I really feel like the league is kind of even. I mean, really, UAA Conference is playing the best basketball right now. You know, you got the traditional powers in Delta State and Valdosta State that are playing, you know, okay right now. Historically, we played well once we got into conference play. Our seniors are 28-6 over the last 3 years in the GSC. So we feel comfortable going down as we get into play because historically we've gotten better as the season comes along.
Sure. I saw where you picked up a big win on Sunday. You'll talk about that game a little bit.
Yeah, you know, UNO was a road game for us. We hadn't played since December 3rd, so it was 15 days since we had played our last game, and we actually played like it as well. We were rusty. I mean, just really rusty. Didn't play well on the offensive end of the floor. Defensively, we were really good, and, you know, that's what we want to be. If we're consistent on the defensive end, you know, offense comes and goes. We were able to pick it up in the second half and kind of got going. But like I said, the 15 days off, I thought Paige showed up. And then I think we walked on Bourbon Street a little bit too much as well.
It's easy to do, I believe.
So let me ask you this. How do you feel about the addition of UNO to the conference as they come in over the next year or two, you know, making that transition? Do you think they're a good fit here in the GUC and they'll add a lot?
Yeah, you know, and I mean, it's a great facility to play in. I mean, they play in an arena, you know, great city to come into and visit. So it would be a different look for our student athletes to go there and play. But I'm excited about it. You know, it's one of the things where it's possibly the conference tournament being there as well, you know, to be something that attracts fans to come into the New Orleans area and pick up our fan base going into the conference tournament.
I wanted to ask you, Coach, about, does it affect the competitive balance with them coming from a former Division I program? Because I know facility-wise, they probably have pretty top-notch facilities.
Yeah, it does. You know, here's the one thing about it. I've said this, is they, once they get their scholarship situation and everything going, they're in a hotbed for basketball, you know, especially women's basketball, being right there in New Orleans and with Louisiana, they're the only Division II there. So that means you got kids transferring, they're looking for a place to go, and Division II might be the right fit for them. So I think, you know, in due time, if the things are done right, they could be a powerhouse.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, Coach, we'll ask you this, and we asked kind of Coach Champagne the same question. Just in talking to you, I know that you are a UT fan, Big Tennessee fan such as myself. In Division I basketball as a whole, men's and women's, of course, the women of UT are easy to pull forward with Coach Summit and their success. But is there a particular teams in Division I hoops that you follow because of a certain coach or players or anything like that in particular?
You know, I follow UConn a lot. Originally wasn't a big fan of Coach Auriemma, but I mean, just kind of started following him and listening to him in clinics and some of his DVDs, and I mean, they really strive for perfection. That's what makes them really good, other than having some of the best players in the country. But I really follow them and like their program. Another program I kind of follow is University of Maryland. Brenda Sleeves does a great job there. high intensity, really enthusiastic and a great motivator. So I kind of follow them on, you know, on Twitter. You know, I have their webpage, bookmark, and just kind of follow those two programs quite a bit.
Good deal, good deal. Now, let me ask you this, Coach, also, you being a UT fan, let me ask you about Coach Summitt and kind of the things she's gone through, what she's meant to the game as far as women's hoops go, and the success she's been able to bring to it, as well as the her current situation and what she goes through with dementia and how she's fought through it. How do you think that helps speak to her as a person, I guess, for one, and then just for women's basketball in general?
Yeah, well, first of all, she is a first-class athlete. I've been fortunate enough to meet her and sit down with her, you know, around recruiting and things like that. She's just a first-class act. You know, she preaches toughness to her kids and fighting through adversity. And I'm telling you something, there's nobody tougher in that program than she is. So, you know, her health situation right now, nobody's going to fight it harder than she is. She has a great staff around her that will, that are more than capable of assisting her. And, you know, she's more than willing to relinquish some of the responsibilities to them as well. I don't anticipate any type of drop-off in their program. She's going to get after it just like she was when they first hired her.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming on the show. We look forward to y'all's upcoming games at home on the 30th and the 31st of this month. And then we look forward to it when the semester starts back on the 12th. Y'all got West Florida at home. That's my birthday, so that's what I told Coach Champagne. I need y'all to get a win on my birthday.
All right. We'll
just shoot forward. And we look forward to talking to you again as the season goes on, Coach. We appreciate you coming on.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys having me. And, man, before I let you guys go, I really admire what you guys are doing and taking that step and taking the initiative to do something and have a passion about what you guys like. And so, man, anything that we can do to help you guys be a success, don't hesitate to give me a call.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Have a Merry Christmas, Coach Fowler.
Yes, sir.
Same to you guys. Take care.
Take care.
So, there's our men's and women's hoops.
Yeah.
Coaches. Obviously, great guys, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like we said, you know, you want to talk about coming out and supporting as students. Come out and support them. You've got great coaches. You've got great players.
There's not a two better guys at our university to support.
Oh, without question.
I enjoy every second that I'm around those two guys and, you know, them coming in graciously and coming on our show and talking basketball. For us, you know, for our people who listen to us, it shows a testament of what kind of programs they run and what kind of high class guys they are. And you know, I'm excited about basketball season. I've gotten to watch both teams play, you know, a lot this year, and I think that you know, both of them are going to make noise in the conference.
No doubt. And you know, Coach Fowler, he spoke of Coach Summitt being a class act, and I think I can speak for both of us saying that in our dealings with both Coach Fowler and Coach Champagne.
They're both class
mm-hmm, acts as
for sure.
Well, very much so. And they do anything they can, like he just mentioned, to help out, you know, the community, the Shoals community, and get people involved and everything of that nature. So we're very happy to have them here at UNA, and we hope that they have continued success mm-hmm. and they stay here a long time. So, looking at other things here as we move on in the show, college football.
Uh-oh.
We still got that going on.
It's back.
It's back on. We've had three bowl games.
There's a game right now.
There's one going on right now, Florida International and Marshall. I promise you at home we're not watching it because we are going to pick this game in a minute, and we have no clue what the score is. We're not even looking it up on our computer. We're that honest. But there's been some bowl games already. Now, the big one was this past Saturday, Louisiana Lafayette and San Diego State and former UNA head men's football – men's football, like there's women's football. UNA football coach, Coach Hudspeth.
Yeah, great game. Did you get to watch it?
I did. I got to watch the last two quarters.
Very exciting to watch, and good for him. Good for them.
Very, very happy for him and his success that he's had there. I know we had some UNA folks there in New Orleans to support him, which I think that's great to see, and that also shows the UNA community and the Shoals community and how they continue to support one another as they move on.
Yeah.
And you know, they're not done with you when you leave here. They continue to support and are happy to show you some love in all aspects and passions as you press forward. So that was the big one. Now we've got one going on now. Florida International versus Marshall. So, not looking at the score, not knowing what's going on, who you got picked for that one?
Well, on my ESPN Bowl Mania pick'em, I have FIU winning.
FIU, huh?
Yes, they got T.Y. Hilton. One of the most exciting. I actually got to see him play a few years ago. They played against Alabama his freshman year. He's an exciting player, and I think that he'll pull them through tonight.
Right.
The thing about these bowls, especially these lower bowls, teams that I have no idea anything about.
I really don't either.
Because they don't play on TV up until bowl season.
Right.
You know, so Marshall, I couldn't tell you. I know there's a movie made about them.
There is.
And Randy Moss played there, but that's about all I know about Marshall.
I am going to pick FIU simply because I heard right before I came over here to record that they had the most wins in the state of Florida this year, above Florida and Florida State. So I'm thinking that gets in the W. The fact that they're that well-rounded and they're good to go. So that's getting them the win. FIU, we both picked them bowl one. All right, next on the list, the San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl. That's not enough.
That's a little tongue twister right there.
It's December 21st at 8 Eastern, so 7 here Florence time. On ESPN, we got TCU versus La Tech. Who you got?
Gotta go TCU.
I feel the same way. Gotta go the Horned Frogs. Gotta fear the purple. And even though La Tech is – plus, I can't pull for La Tech because it's Dooley's old stomping grounds. And I feel like if they just have a lot of success and we're not having success in Tennessee, then it makes me feel bad. And I just don't want to think about it. So I'm going with the Purple Horned Frogs of TCU.
I think it's a good pick.
All right, now, we've got the Mako Las Vegas Bowl, December 22nd, 7 Central, on ESPN, Arizona State versus number 7 Boise State. Who you got?
I've got Boise State.
Do you?
Whoa. I don't think it's going to be much of a game.
So you got a lot of confidence points.
I've got 30. It's my most confident game.
Is it really? I'm going to shock you. I'm going Arizona
no,
State.
No, they don't have a coach.
You want to know why? Simply because they've got... Partly because I don't like Boise State. Secondly, because there's got to be some upsets in bowl season. Because it happens every year, and it's just like March Madness, and there's got to be. I know normally they're not of this magnitude, but there just has to be. The fact that an ASU could beat the number 7 Boise State
it's not gonna
is
happen.
A joke.
It's not going
to
happen.
But they've got that gentle giant at quarterback. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name, his last name. And they've got the little midget at wide receiver, and that little tandem goes off. Fear the fork. Arizona State wins again.
It's not going to happen.
Arizona State wins.
They're 6-6. They got their coach fired.
It's good. It's good for them. It's what they needed. Get him out of here.
If you say so.
Get him out of here. All right, the Sheraton Hawaii Bowl. Christmas Eve, 7 Central on ESPN. Nevada versus number 21 Southern Miss. Who you got?
Yeah, go Smoo.
All right.
Well, I don't... I may flip-flop on this one because Nevada runs the... Smooth, don't have a coach. I don't know. I'm going with SMU.
I'm going with SMU, too. They got that quarterback that he's broken this guy's records. I don't know if you heard of him. His name's Brett Favre.
I don't know who you're talking about.
He broke all his records. Well, you know who doesn't know who that is? Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers made them forget who Brett Favre was. Even though they did lose their first game this weekend, I don't care. Aaron Rodgers is the truth. If I'm allowed to say that, I'm saying it. He's the truth. I'm going Southern Miss, too. I think overall they got better guys, and I think they win that one. The Advocare V100 Independence Bowl. I'm afraid that I'm going to try to pronounce a bowl name in a minute and not be able to say the words in it. That's how intense these things are with these sponsors. Advocare V100 Independence Bowl, December 26th, day after Christmas, 4 Central on ESPN2, Missouri, North Carolina. Who you got?
Mizzou.
Do you now?
Yeah, because of North Carolina's coaching situation. I've already hired a coach, and Everett Withers is taking a job at Ohio State, but now he's interviewing for a Houston job, and I don't know. It's one of those games I don't know much about the teams, but I know Mizzou, has Gary Pinkle, has been there a long time, and I just like the Tigers in this game.
I agree with you. I'm gonna have to go Mizzou too. Again, I think the fact that North Carolina has lost their head coach hurts a little bit. And I know I just completely reversed that from Arizona State. But I do think that will hurt them, and I think Mizzou will pull this one out myself. Okay, the Little Caesars Bowl, December 27th at 3:30 Central, ESPN, Western Michigan versus Purdue. What do you got?
I got Western Michigan.
Do you?
Yes.
And now, is there a reason behind that?
I don't think Purdue's a very good football team, and I think Western Michigan plays in the MAC, and they score all kinds of points.
True.
I just think I like Western. I think Western Michigan, I think it'll be a good game, but I think Western Michigan will prevail.
All right. I'm going to go with Purdue, simply because, I'll just be completely honest with you, I don't know much about either team. I really don't. I know when I look at it, I think Purdue is better because they're a bigger name.
Yeah.
Simply. I mean, I don't know much about either. I haven't seen either team play all year. Haven't gotten the opportunity to. And I'll just be honest, I slacked off and did not do my research on either team in this situation. So that one, I can't really speak on educationally.
Yeah.
What have you. Moving on, though, to the Belk Bowl. See, why can't they all just be that simple? Belk Bowl. Done. December 27th at 7 Central, ESPN, Louisville versus NC State. Who you got?
I got NC State. They're one of those teams that could just come up and surprise you.
Agreed.
You know, they've played some good games with Big Clemson and all that, and I think that I like the Wolfpack. I think they have Sean Gannon's a decent quarterback, and I think that they will be. I think in Louisville, I know they struggled a bit this year. They almost won their conference, but they still struggled.
They did struggle, and they almost won their very weak conference.
Yeah,
we'll point
so
that out for sure.
I like the Wolfpack in this one. I'm going with them.
Okay,
lock it in.
I'm gonna go with Louisville. I think Charlie Strong's got them ready to go. I think they're excited. The fact that, you know, I think they may be a little hungry because they did lose out on winning that conference, and they didn't lose out by much on a BCS bowl berth.
Yeah.
So that could affect them either way. It could affect them of we're bitter and we slack, or we're going to prove that we're the best team in the conference and we're going to put a shellacking on somebody. So I'm going to go with Louisville on that one. The Military Bowl presented by Northrop Grumman.
Is it?
I think so. You notice I had a question mark on the end of that without even saying it.
My name's Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy? December 28th at 3:30 Central on ESPN, Toledo versus Air Force. Who do you got?
The Rockets.
The Rockets?
The Rockets.
You really?
I do. And pretty high confidence, too. 19 confidence points.
Wow.
I like the MAC offense.
Okay. See, I got Air Force. I think it takes a lot to stop that whole triple option shenanigans.
You get a month, man.
But still, those are some serious. They haven't had quite a month. And that triple option is some crazy little shenanigans. I remember Tennessee struggled with it, and other teams struggled with it that are big time teams during the season. And Granted, I know they do get a week. But I got to go with Air Force, the Falcons, man. It's a military bowl, and they're military. They just have to win.
I like the Rockets. Rule. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I agree 100% with you.
All right, moving on to the Bridgepoint Education Holiday Bowl.
Ooh.
December 28th, same day, at 7 Central on ESPN. Cal and Texas.
Hook 'em.
I'm going to have to agree with you there.
Hook 'em.
I'm going to hook 'em. How many confidence points are you giving that one?
I gave it 20.
Okay.
So I've got a lot of confidence on Texas.
And again, I don't know much about California. I've seen Texas play a time or two this year, and granted, the times I have seen them, they've struggled against Baylor and against Oak State. And, you know, those times. But I think Little McCoy has got him ready to go. He's got some, you know, he needed the extra practice. I think that helps them get into a bowl game. And I think they overcome in the long run. Champs Sports Bowl, December 29th, 4:30 Central, ESPN, Florida State and Notre Dame. Who you got?
Florida State.
Do you?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go Notre Dame.
Let
me make this point. It's not because I'm pulling for Notre Dame. Because I will never, ever, ever pull for Notre Dame. It's just a fact of life. But I think they pull this out in the long run. I could be wrong. I've watched Florida State play some this year, and I've seen Notre Dame play once. Maybe I watched them play in that Michigan game. With Florida State, I just feel like they're too hot and cold to me.
Uh-huh.
They'll look so good sometime, and then they'll come out and just look. I mean, some people pick them to be in the national championship before the year started. And then they just have times where they're iffy, and it just it's too risky for me to put a pick on them. So I'm gonna go with Notre Dame there. Valero Alamo Bowl, December 29th, 8 Central, ESPN, Washington, Baylor. Is that a question?
You got to go with the Heisman Trophy winner.
You got to go with the Heisman Trophy winner. You got to go with RG3 and the Baylor Bears. I don't see how this is in limbo here. Against Washington, has Washington been any count much since Jake Locker left? And they weren't that great when he was there. So I'm going to say Baylor, hands down. I'm going to say that might be my highest confidence one, to be completely honest with you. The Bell Helicopter Armed Forces Bowl. How many Armed Forces Bowl? We've got a military bowl and an Armed Forces
As many
bowl.
As they want to have.
That's right. You're right. They're the military. Thanks to all of them. BYU and Tulsa.
Tulsa.
Simply because I really don't know either about much team, I'm going BYU. Mainly because I have seen them play more, and mainly the other reason is to just disagree with you. I'm going to go with BYU for that reason.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, got to make it interesting.
For sure.
Yeah. New Era Pinstripe Bowl played in Yankee Stadium December 30th at 2:20. That's random. Central on ESPN. Rutgers, Iowa State.
Are you rot? Rutgers raw, baby.
Rutgers,
I got the Scarlet Knights.
Scarlet Knights. See, now you think Iowa State is just a fluke that they beat Oak State.
I don't think they're very good.
Well, they're not. Their record shows that they're not
They give Paul Rhodes a 10-year extension. He went 6-6 and gave him a 10-year extension.
Golly, man.
Yeah.
Think about it. If Tennessee had that AD, dude, they would have a life contract right now.
Yeah, he'd be rolling in.
I'm going with ISU simply because they beat my national championship pick of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. So I feel like
They put a wrench in your plans. Yeah.
And just messed everything up. Put Bama back in the national championship.
Bad.
Ruined everything. So I'm going to ask you. All right, Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. I was there last year to watch the Tennessee-North Carolina game. December 30th at 5:40 Central on ESPN, Miss State Wake Forest.
Hell State.
I agree with you there.
Well, SEC defense, run the rock. I don't think it'll be much of a game, actually.
Yep. I'll completely agree with that, 100%. Insight Bowl, December 30th at 9 Central on ESPN, Iowa, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That's one of my high confidence picks, too.
That's going to be a high one, too. I feel you know, Oklahoma got demolished the last game of the year, and I'm pretty sure Bob Stoops is going to have his guys ready, even though I just can't stand Bob Stoops. I feel like he'll have his guys ready, and they're going to put it on Iowa. The Meineke Car Care of Texas Bowl. Well, since when is it of Texas? I thought it was just the Meineke Car Care Bowl.
I guess they moved it from Charlotte.
The only Meineke Car Care that sponsors is the one in Texas, apparently. December 31st, New Year's Eve, at 11 Central, ESPN, Texas A&M versus Northwestern.
I've got it as 2 confidence points. Woo. And I've got the Northwestern Wildcats.
Do you?
Yeah. Head coaching thing.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Touche there. I feel you, but I'm still on A&M. 1, to disagree with you. And 2, just because I really want them to win, just because they're joining the SEC, and even though it won't count towards the SEC wins, it will make us look kind of good.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go Texas A&M overall. The Hyundai Sun Bowl, Georgia Tech versus Utah, December 31st. At 1 Central on CBS. Who you got?
Who is that?
Georgia Tech, Utah.
I got Georgia Tech, baby.
Me too. I think Paul Johnson runs that same type crazy triple option offense. It's tough to prepare for if you got the right guys doing it, and I think they'll win that, I think, fairly good, to be honest with you. Utah, it's just rumored that they lost their
offensive coordinator to Hawaii.
Yeah. Norm Chow taking the Hawaii head coaching job. That may hurt him this late. I'm going to go GT. AutoZone Liberty Bowl, Cincy and Vanderbilt is New Year's Eve at 2:30 Central on ABC.
I'm going with the Doors.
I'm saying the Doors in a bubble.
And this is because Tennessee whipped Cincinnati. Yeah. And I know you shouldn't do this, but yeah. Tennessee whooped Cincinnati and barely beat Vandy.
Yeah.
So
there's nothing wrong with some second grade logic from time to time. There's nothing wrong with that. And I'm going to go with the same second grade logic and say Tennessee dominated Cincinnati. Vandy could have easily won that game against Tennessee. It was anybody's game going into overtime. So, yes, I'm going to go Vandy, and I'm going to say they beat him pretty soundly. James Franklin wants to make a statement in his first year as a head coach, win a bowl game for Vandy, and he wants to, I think, win it big. So I'm going to go Vandy as well. The Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl, also on New Year's Eve at 2:30, so same time, Central. ESPN, Illinois versus UCLA. The Coachless Bowl.
The Coachless Bowl. I have UCLA winning. And that's not very confident.
It's just, I just don't know.
Because
that's the thing. If we want to use the no coach logic, who wins? Is it a draw? You know? Oh, they don't have a coach. It'll hurt them. Well, neither did the other team. So, look, part of me wants to say that it will be UCLA, but simply since you got to pick first, I'm picking Illinois.
I just want to go ahead and say this. You pick North Carolina to beat Missouri, who's coming into the SEC, and then pick Texas A&M to beat Northwestern.
No, I picked Missouri.
Did you?
Yeah, I picked Missouri. I picked Missouri.
Going against the grain tonight.
Yeah, I know. I'm lost. Chick-fil-A Bowl, New Year's Eve.
Oh, do you even have to ask?
Yeah, I do have to ask.
Virginia.
Virginia versus Auburn. How many? I want to know your confidence.
The Wahoos. I've got 25 confidence points.
Wow.
So they don't have a coordinator.
Touche.
They don't. I mean,
touche.
Chizik's run the defense. I don't know if Malzahn's calling. I don't know if Malzahn's calling plays. I don't know if he's going to be there or not.
I don't think he would be.
But I don't.
They don't have Dyer.
Yeah, they don't have Dyer. They don't have. And they could. I mean, they could blow out Virginia, but I just don't see it happening.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Auburn Tigers. I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to say Virginia. I just did it. That just happened. They don't have Dyer. That's their weapon. They still have Michaela, but still. And they don't have – even if Malzahn's there, either his mind will be somewhere else or his players. Sorry. He's the mastermind behind that offense, and he's elsewhere. The Ticket City Bowl, January 2nd. Is there no New Year's Day bowls this year? January 2nd at 11 Central, ESPNU. Houston, Penn State.
Houston.
I'm going to agree. I will agree. Case Keenum will go out in fashion. Penn State's had more trouble.
With the locker room quarterback getting knocked out.
Quarterback may not even play because he gets in an argument in the locker room and gets knocked out by another teammate. Stay hot, kids. And it's just a debacle. Penn State's a debacle this year. That needs to be debacle, see Penn State in the dictionary. Outback Bowl, January 2nd at noon Central on ABC, Michigan State, Georgia.
I like the Dogs.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to know your confidence on that. It can't be high.
31.
Is that high?
That's almost fourth highest.
Oh, okay. So you're feeling pretty good about it.
Just because I know what happened the last time they played an SEC defense.
Man, that's a true story. But granted, Bama's was a whole lot better.
Georgia's is pretty good, Ben.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to go Georgia.
Go Dogs.
Go Dogs. Go Mark Richt. I like you, Mark Richt. I don't like Georgia because they're in my division with my Volunteers, but I do like Mark Richt, so go Dogs. Keep your job. He saved it. Capital One Bowl, January 2nd. Also at noon Central on ESPN, Nebraska, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Agreed.
Going a little SEC here.
Speaking of Nebraska, have you ever noticed we had Coach Champagne on the show? How much Bo Pelini looks exactly like Coach Champagne? I told him that one time.
I could see it.
It looks like his brother.
I could see it.
I told him. I was just like, Nebraska was playing, and I said, are you not pulling for your brother in Nebraska? I promise they look like. Google it, people. Google Coach Bobby Champagne and Coach Bo Pelini. They look identical. But I'm going South Carolina on that, too. I completely agree. They'll win that one. The TaxSlayer.com Gator Bowl. January 2nd at noon Eastern on ESPN2, Ohio State and Florida, the Urban Meyer Bowl.
I've got Ohio State.
Do you?
Just because I like Boom Heron, and okay. I don't think Florida's very good.
I don't think Florida's very good. I think they're very, very average. They shouldn't be. You know, I heard someone say, I know what, earlier this year, and I may have mentioned this, one of the Tennessee beat writers I follow, I know why Tennessee's bad, but why is Florida bad?
Yeah.
Florida just lost their offensive coordinator. Charlie Weiss has gone to Kansas. And two words when Ohio State wins, Braxton Miller.
Yeah.
Kid's a ball player. Kid's going to have a lot of success in Urban Meyer's offense in the next few years. Even though, did you hear today, they released those sanctions on them.
Yeah,
Ohio State will not see a postseason. And Tressel is just pretty much banned from the league for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
So, got the Bruce, 5 years.
Got the Bruce Pearl.
Got the Bruce Pearl show cause penalty. So, I'm going OSU in that as well. All right, now we get into the fun stuff. Rose Bowl game presented by Vizio, January 2nd at 4 Central on ESPN, Wisconsin, Oregon.
I like the Ducks.
Do you? I'm going Badgers.
I like the Ducks.
I like Monty Ball. I like Russell Wilson. Is that right? Did I just say his name right? I just went blank on his name.
Yes.
Okay. Russell Wilson, yeah.
I actually had the Badgers pick.
Do you have the Badgers picked on there? But maybe you're changing your mind.
Maybe. Uh-huh. I don't know. We'll decide, but can't tell us who.
I'm going Wisconsin. I like their running game, and I like Russell Wilson, and I think they beat him. I think they bottle up LaMichael James, and they handle their business. Okay, the fun one here it is. Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, January 2nd, 7:30 Central, ESPN. Stanford, Okie State Cowboys.
Pokes.
There it is.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. I really am. you're just like, oh, Bama got the national championship. Now I'll pick Oklahoma.
Yeah, Pokes.
That's what happened. He's like, I think I owe them a pick.
I do.
Because Bama got in over them, so I feel like I owe them a pick. I think that was your logic.
I'll go with the Pokes.
Okay, good talk. I'm going with the Pokes, too. Tyler Smith would be proud of you.
I need a shirt, Tyler.
Yeah. Tyler Smith. He picked Oklahoma. The All-State Sugar Bowl, January 3rd, 7:30 Central, ESPN, Michigan, Vitek.
Michigan.
Yeah, agreeing with you. Agreeing with you. Vitek always starts the year so great. I mean, starts the year so terrible, finishes the year so great, usually win their bowl game. But I just don't think it happens this year. I think shoelaces, shoestrings, whatever you want to call them. Brady Hoke's got that team turned around, going in the right direction.
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel they handle their business and take down Virginia Tech. Discover Orange Bowl.
January 4th,
precisely. 7:30 Central, ESPN, West Virginia, Clemson.
Clemson.
Hands down Clemson. West Virginia should not be in that bowl. I'm sorry. Get rid of AQ conferences. That is a joke. Moving on. AT&T Cotton Bowl. Now, this non-BCS bowl more exciting than the one we just mentioned. January 6th at 7 Central on Fox, Kansas State versus Arkansas. Go.
Pig, Suey.
Yeah.
Razorback.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that. I think Arkansas has played in that stadium a couple times, you know? So if the venue could throw you off at all, I think that's one to do it because it's so spectacular.
Yeah.
That you're kind of awestruck, you know? Arkansas has played in there two or three times. Tyler Wilson, just tough as nails, gets the job done, and they're not ready. Even though the Arkansas is the closest thing to a Big 12 team in the SEC as far as more offense and less defense. They're just not ready. Kansas State's not ready for Arkansas. I'll pick Arkansas on that one. The BBVA Compass Bowl, January 7th at noon Central, ESPN, SMU, and Pitt.
Smoo.
You going Smoo?
Yeah.
I'm going Pittsburgh. Let me tell you why. My buddy is the quarterback of Pittsburgh, Tino Sinceri. He played on my dad's Little League team when his dad was the coach at Alabama A&M in Huntsville.
Cool.
And so I'm thinking old Tino running the quarterback position. I hope that he can get a win as he gets closer to the end of his career. So I'm going to go Pitt. Go Tino. And go get a W. The GoDaddy.com Bowl, January 8th. 8 Central on ESPN. Ark State versus Northern Illinois.
Northern Illinois.
See, now, is Freeze coaching that game?
No. And he took his whole staff with him.
Oh, okay.
So, like, a couple of coaches stayed back, and, like, a bunch of high school coaches have volunteered to help coach them for the bowl
preparation.
I just
officially scratched out my pick and picked Northern Illinois.
Yeah, so they're in a lot of – they're in a world of hurt.
Yeah, no kidding. Ouch. Ouch. Yeah, Northern Illinois wins that one. I think that's over. And drum roll. All-State BCS National Championship Game, January 9th, 7:30 Central on ESPN. Number one LSU versus – number two, Alabama, the rematch of the century. Who you got?
Okay, do you want who I'm going to say, or do you want who I have on my ESPN Bowl Mania?
I want both. First, who you have on your ESPN Bowl Mania?
I got Alabama.
Confident points?
Pretty high. just because it backloads me Gotcha. And if I hit it big,
okay,
then I win.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Because it'll be the last game.
Right. Right. Fair enough. Okay, now the other part.
My heart, I think LSU wins. And I said it last week. I just, the same stuff, man.
Yeah.
I just don't see us growing a kicker in the month.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I'm the same way. I'm on a two-sided coin here. Part of me wants to say Alabama's going to take it this time. They're going to win. They're going to find a way. They're not going to lose twice in 1 year. And it's really, I mean, it is. It's hard to beat a team twice in 1 year. Especially, you know, tough teams like that. It's very hard. But then again, you know, in different facets of the game, they're pretty even. You know, offense and defense, they are, I feel like, fairly even. But in the special teams areas, LSU just is better. Both in the return game, and I don't say that, like, Bama's got good returners. Mays is a good returner.
Mm-hmm.
The kid can play. He's made some stupid video game returns this year, too.
Yeah.
But I'm still going. I'm going to go LSU, even though I'm not going to be shocked if Bama. It's almost like the first time around. It's so hard to beat a team twice in 1 year. But I think LSU wins it because of special teams.
I agree.
That's just, and I could be off. I could be way wrong, but
I hope you're wrong.
I think they win because of special teams, personally. So there they are. There's the picks. They're laid out. Ben and Parker, Shoal Sports Talk, Bowl Pick'ems. We'll get everyone right, don't worry. I say that, I'll get everyone right.
I'm liable to get a few wrong.
I will 100% get a few wrong, especially when I picked some because I just did.
Because against me.
For no, yeah, just to be wrong. Be
in spite.
Me. Yeah, pretty sure I'm going to get those wrong. Oh, well. You win some, you lose some. Well, all right, folks. I think that may just about do it for us tonight. We were very happy and very glad to have coaches Terry Fowler and Bobby Champagne.
Yes, thanks again for coming on,
women's
fellas.
And men's hoops teams on our show tonight. Very glad they were here with us. We look forward to having them back again before the season is over. We look forward to having our good friend Matt Daniels back in the studio.
Yeah,
before it's all said
coming up.
The manager of the men's basketball team. We tried to get him here tonight, but he's headed home already for the holidays for a few days. So be careful out there. All our listeners out there traveling for the holidays, please be safe. Be careful. We'll have you another show whenever we can get around to it. It's tough with our schedules this time of year with the holidays coming up and traveling that goes on. But we look forward to hearing your feedback. We hope you do listen in. And keep your eyes and ears peeled for news releases and stories done in different newspapers and on different websites
mm-hmm.
about Shoal Sports Talk. We're hoping to get some good publicity out of this press release
yeah.
that was done for us. And we look forward to it, guys. Stay tuned.
Tell a friend. Have a Merry Christmas.
Have a very, very Merry Christmas. And we will see y'all next time, guys. Word to your mother.
Baby doll, sweetie pie, sugar plum, honey bun, angel face, you know you better be good. And act like a true fine lover should. Be careful what you say and do.
Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
You better kiss me and hold me tight. Give me good loving every night. Cause you'll be sorry if you make the blues.
Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Well, you may think you can sneak around and get away with something, but there ain't no way. Cause Santa's no fool, he's really super cool. He's a secret head of the CIA. Crime don't pay.
You can't do nothing cause you're never alone. He's even got a wiretap on your phone.
So, baby, if you ever do me wrong, break my heart and leave me alone. When Christmas comes, you'll be crying too.
Cause Santa Claus is watching you.